time is 8:06. Wake up, Wyoming. My name is Glenn Woods. Thanks for joining me. Most of you around the region, your temperature's in the 40s right now, but on the windy side. So it is good to see companies that normally would never deal with things like respirators. Here comes Ford Motor Company, to name one, making respirators. Face masks. You know, the guy who you see on the television commercials from MyPillow? He's got his company making face masks right now, even here in Wyoming. 3D printing, you'll hear more about that later today. People stepping up and even companies stepping up and doing whatever they can. Someone who's always at the front line of this, though, is when we take a look at our biotech companies. And those are companies that are always on the front lines of disease. And as you know, those diseases are constantly mutating and changing, so there's always something new to deal with. And then when we come to something like coronavirus, well, they didn't see that coming, and boy, they got to get innovative fast. Rich Masters is with one of those biotech innovations organizations, biotech companies, and the coronavirus is what we're talking about right now. Thank you, Rich, for coming on. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Glenn, anytime you need me, I'm happy to do it.
So did you guys, I know you as a, you know, a biotech company, you always have to keep up on what you think is coming. But when we're hit with something like COVID-19, which was just a complete blindside for us, do you guys, much like other companies, find yourself having to retool? I mean, what's the strategy there?
Well, it's a great question. And so the Biotechnology Innovation Organization is the organization that I work with. And we essentially are a trade group of some 800 biotechnology companies. And so we have like 800 companies who are working anywhere from biotechnology in the agriculture space, which a lot of folks out in Wyoming understand, to the environmental and industrial kind of biotechnology. But our biggest group is biotechnology healthcare. And so we immediately sent out an all call, and it turns out that some 45 to 50 of our 800 companies are working on either one of the three kind of pillars of fighting this coronavirus. And you said it just caught everyone kind of off guard. But, you know, we need three things. We need diagnostics to make sure we can test quickly and get the results. Second thing we need is treatments so that when people get it, they can treat. And then the most important, especially for getting Wyoming's back to work and getting Americans back to work, is the vaccine. We need a vaccine to be able to do it. So all of our companies are kind of working together. And what my organization did last week was pull together all 45 of them to meet with the President's White House, task force and other government organizations. And for the first time ever, we had companies who normally compete against one another, Glenn. They were actually working together to try to share information. So it was a pretty staggering development. And it's, you know, it's one of the best things about America is the resilience that we have, you know, and our private companies stepping up to help the government get to a solution.
Well, sure. As you know, Rich, the more companies out there, when you're in a country that just has, you know, just a government response to it, then there's just one group of individuals and they see one response. When you have many companies, you said 800 out there all told, well, that's 800 different ideas coming at you at once. And so something, one of those is going to work. So the more innovative and the more ideas we can throw at the problem, the better chance that we have at success. In fact, didn't I hear yesterday, is this the case, that some company came up with a way to diagnose coronavirus within 5 minutes?
Exactly. That's one of our companies, Glenn, and it's a perfect example of how they are pulling together and figuring this out in 15 minutes. You know, that is going to really allow America to get back to work, which is what everybody wants. And let me also, because listen, I know Wyoming, and, you know, you've got a bunch of cattle out there. There's a company in South Dakota that actually is working on a vaccine right now from cattle DNA.
Wow.
And cattle genetics. It's amazing when you put private industry on a problem working in hand in hand with the, you know, a government that, you know, stays out of its way, it is a real way that we're going to get to this solution a whole lot quicker than any other country possibly.
I'm talking to Rich Masters Biotech Innovation Organization. So, okay, let's take a look at what do we do, because I'm looking at you guys working through this and coming up with solutions. But I keep wondering, so what is our world going to look like after? I mean, we're still going to get together in groups, and something like this could happen again. Are people looking for solutions to get life back to normal. So, because let's face it, Rich, something like this is going to happen again. And right now, the only defense we have is everybody spread out. There's got to be something better than that, some innovative solution.
There's no doubt about it, Glenn. And you are absolutely right on the money. I mean, this, even if this kind of goes away, even if we kind of stop the curve, even if we bend the curve and we kind of flatten out, whether it's this or it's other threats out there. I mean, for instance, another one of the things that our companies are working on is this AMR. In other words, the super bug. And so one of the things that we want to do is we need to make sure we finish the job. So often we have tracked down and stopped a disease, and then everyone kind of does an end zone dance, you know, there in the end zone, and we've done it, and then we kind of drop the ball. We don't move it on forward. And so, to your point, we need to kind of use this as a change. We're going to all face a new kind of normal. I mean, you know, my scientists working in their little bitty labs, you know, they can't work from home because they don't have laboratories at their home. So a lot of them are out there risking their lives to kind of push this science forward. And it's really kind of, there's going to be a new normal for all of America, but we're going to need to get back to a new sense of normal, especially for the most powerful economy in the
world. And that was actually my next question there, because I have, for instance, here in my radio studio, I sit in a padded room, Rich, and I talk to myself. You're the voice in my head right now. That's kind of disturbing. And now my producer, who you talk to, the lady Alex, is on the other side of the building and way downstairs. That's technology for you. We can go ahead and do something like that. But in order for your researchers to do what they do, don't they have to get together?
They absolutely do. But you know what? Also, it is training our researchers to be working remotely in some areas.
Yeah.
I mean, the as a matter of fact, I think the vaccine that you were talking, or the diagnostic that you talked about, can be learned in 15 minutes. A lot of that, the first part of that science, was developed on a computer.
Oh.
Because we've developed such amazing tools. And again, only the United States of America has the ability and the economy to allow that kind of expansion to take place.
Website is bio.org.
Yeah, bio.org, and we have a lot of great things on there. We've got laboratories from all over the country where they're sharing information on our website. Not only that, if you're a small business there in Wyoming and you wonder, how do I handle this, we have great case studies for how some of our small little labs are handling this crisis, what they're doing with their workers. So please visit bio.org. There's plenty of stuff there. We have the up-to-date, most up-to-date information about it and what our companies are doing to stop this in its tracks and get America back to work.
Rich, I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and thanks for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you. Keep up the great work, Glenn.
All right. So those are the people really on the front lines right there.